This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
It is a much more sophisticated test. In fact, what it looks for is the virus. So it's looking for HPV. So this virus is what causes cell changes and can eventually turn into cervical cancer. So unlike the PAP test was looking for abnormalities, whereas this new HPV test is actually looking for the virus that causes the abnormalities. So we're taking it definitely a step further.
Millions of Australian women are expected to benefit from improvements in screening for cervical cell abnormalities. It's estimated that around 1 million women are overdue for their biennial test. Experts are urging this group to take part in the updated scheme, which for the first time will screen for the human papillomavirus, HPV. Kate Brune is the manager of cancer screening at Cancer Council Victoria. Cervical cancer is caused by a sexually acquired infection with certain strains of HPV. Two types alone, 16 and 18, cause around 70% of cervical cancers and precancerous lesions. Women will get their first invitation to screen on their 25th birthday. Director of Research at Cancer Council New South Wales, Professor Karen Canfield, says the changes are good for medical practitioners as well as patients.
This is about making a good program even better, and I think women and their doctors want to see that. I think the second thing is that women will only have to screen 9 or 10 times in a lifetime instead of 26 times in a lifetime, which is what we had to do when we screened every 2 years with the Pap smear. So it's a win-win situation for women and their doctors.
Australia's cervical cancer rate has halved since the National Cervical Screening Program began in 1991. It's hoped the revamp program will be able to reduce that even further. But Ms. Brune says there are still certain sections of the community that are difficult to reach.
For some people, they've come from a country perhaps where cervical screening is not common practice in their country. For some groups of women, they're ashamed or embarrassed. And for some women, it's just not top of mind. It's easy to forget. Other priorities take place. Our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities are less likely to participate in cervical screening, as are our newly arrived and culturally diverse groups as well. We also do see that women who are disadvantaged by socioeconomic status are also less likely to participate.
Health Education Manager at the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health, Amira Ramanovich, says education is key.
In most of the cases, they don't have information. They don't know about it. They don't know about the services in the neighbourhoods where they can go. Sometimes even if they know, they're really scared how all of that would look like. Is it uncomfortable? Is it painful? Is there going to be female doctor assisting them? All of that.
She says it's also important to create a safe space where they can talk freely.
We talk about pap smear and the screening and the breast screening and all other aspects of women's health in a language of the woman and within the cultural context, which makes huge difference because women then feel comfortable asking a question and asking all the things that they were very reluctant to ask anybody else.
One possible solution, according to Professor Canfell, could be the addition of a self-collection option.
Part of the program that will be introduced next year, it will be phased in 2018, is an option to have what's called HPV self-collection. So this will be for women who are eligible because they're very underscreened, so they do have to be overdue for their screening test. And under the supervision of a practitioner, women will actually be able to take the sample themselves. So this is an important new option, and it's really going to help us, we hope, increase screening rates in those underscreened groups.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.